The reading this morning is from Hebrews chapter 12, and you'll find that on page 287 if you want to read along in the Bible. So we're reading from verse 18 to 29, that's Hebrews 12. You have not come as the people of Israel came to what you can feel, to Mount Sinai with its blazing fire, the darkness and the gloom, the storm, the blast of a trumpet and the sound of a voice. When the people heard the voice, they begged not to hear another word, because they could not bear the order which said, if even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling and afraid. Instead, you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, with its thousands of angels. You have come to the joyful gathering of God's firstborn sons, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, who is the judge of all mankind, and to the spirits of good people made perfect. You have come to Jesus, who arranged the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which promises much better things than does the blood of Abel. Be careful then, and do not refuse to hear the one who speaks. Those who refused to hear the one who gave the divine message on earth did not escape. How much less shall we escape then if we turn away from the one who speaks from heaven? His voice shook the earth at that time, but now he has promised, I will once more shake not only the earth, but heaven as well. The words once more plainly show that the created things will be shaken and removed, so that the things that cannot be shaken will remain. Let's be thankful then, because we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let's be grateful and worship God in a way that will please him with reverence and awe, because our God is indeed a destroying fire. Amen. And may God bless this reading of his holy word.